Good afternoon. A stationary front is draped across interior New York and New England with a sharp contrast in weather and temperatures from the northern part of our region to the south. Clouds have overspread northern sections of New York and New England, and a strong northerly breeze has kept temperatures in the 30s and 40s through the morning, and temperatures will start to drop back through the 40s and 30s during the course of the afternoon. At the same time, moisture overriding the front will touch off scattered rain showers during the afternoon and into the evening across the northern sections. Along the I-90 corridor, sunshine will gradually fade behind increasing clouds with the chance of showers, and temperatures will remain in the 40s, then begin to fall late in the afternoon with that northerly breeze picking up. To the south, namely across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, we have a good amount of sunshine in progress through the early afternoon hours, although some clouds will start to increase later in the day. The northerly breeze will not have as much an impact during the day, and as a result, temperatures will be allowed to climb into the lower to mid-60s for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, the colder air will win out, and temperatures will continue to fall through the 30s and across northern sections even into the 20s. With a wave of low pressure riding along the front, precipitation will break out and become steadier overnight. We'll have rain showers in most places, though an area of freezing rain, sleet, and even some snow will break out across northern New York and New England. Across the highest terrain, we could even have a couple of inches of accumulating snow and sleet. But the main concern weather-wise overnight is a prolonged period of freezing rain, which could cause a fair amount of icing in northern parts of the region through sunrise tomorrow. Across the middle of the region, along the I-90 corridor, we'll have a mixture of rain and freezing rain, but still some icing is possible. In southern sections, temperatures will stay above freezing, and mainly rain showers will be the precipitation type during the overnight hours. With this wave of low pressure still moving through tomorrow, we'll continue to see pockets of freezing rain, but primarily rain showers and a cool northerly breeze as temperatures remain in the middle and upper 30s on average. The main area of low pressure associated with this system will remain back over the middle of the country through the weekend. However, it'll roll through our area on Monday. As a result, milder air will get pulled in from the south, pushing temperatures into the 50s, and we have a good chance of a steady rain, perhaps even some heavy rain, and if enough milder air gets pulled in, maybe even a few heavier thunderstorms during the day on Monday. Behind this system, scattered rain showers back down into the 40s with a northwest breeze on Tuesday. We'll have a break in the action with partly sunny skies on Wednesday in the lower 50s before the next system approaches for the day on Thursday and lasting into Friday with high temperatures in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a major cyclone continues to impact a large area of the central and northern plains with blizzard conditions today. Up to 8 to 15 inches of snow is expected with wind gusts that could reach over 60 miles per hour. Sleet and freezing rain are also developing north of the stationary front over the upper Midwest. As the low gradually moves eastward during the weekend and cold air continues to filter in from Canada, sleet and freezing rain are expected to spread toward the Great Lakes. In the meantime, areas along the East Coast from the mid-Atlantic south are experiencing a sudden warm-up with high temperatures bouncing back into the 80s. Meanwhile, the next significant Pacific storm is already spreading moderate to heavy rain into the Pacific Northwest. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy, breezy, lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain showers and some freezing rain in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low 37. The record high 83 set in 1968 and the record low 19 in 1973. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain, snow, and sleet developing today, then freezing rain, temperatures falling through the 30s. Freezing rain and sleet tonight, with snow possible across the highest terrain in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain showers developing today and highs in the 40s. Rain and freezing rain tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with highs near 60. Cloudy with showers and pockets of freezing rain tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with the chance of showers, temperatures falling through the 40s. Cloudy with rain and freezing rain tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, freezing rain and sleet, then rain in the mid-30s. Rain heavy at times, possibly on Monday, even a thunderstorm, mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, mid-40s Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Wednesday. And mostly cloudy Thursday and Friday with a chance of showers both days and highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.